Cancer Connect in West Cork have extended their service to support people from East Cork diagnosed with cancer. And as a result, they are currently recruiting volunteer drivers. I'm delighted to say that joining me now on the line is Helen O'Driscoll, Cancer Connect coordinator. And you're very welcome, Helen.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you, Linda.
Not at all. Now, can you tell us a little bit about Cancer Connect?
I can, of course. We're nearly 10 years old. Cancer Connect started in West Cork, as you mentioned, about 10 years ago. We're, in essence, a community service. We bring people to Cork hospitals for treatment. So the treatment could be radiotherapy, chemotherapy, doctor's appointments, scans, anything relating to cancer, the cancer that the person is dealing with. It's a voluntary service. So we have a team of voluntary drivers that collect somebody from home, bring them into their appointment, and then bring them home again. So it's a very, very straightforward service.
And a very valuable service. Unfortunately, one of those services that is more and more needed, I suppose, isn't it?
It is. We started this based on a phone call. Somebody rang us from a small parish saying there was quite a few travelling to Cork for radiotherapy every day, and was there something we could do? We, being Local Link, we're a community transport company anyway. So we said we'd look at it, and very quickly we got the voluntary service Cancer Connect up and running, and it just took off. You know, it, as you say, it is a pity, and you know, in an ideal world, we wouldn't have to run this service. It's very busy. It took off in West Cork, and then it grew to North Cork, and now, unfortunately, we're moving over to East Cork. But I will say it's a success story in that we're getting people to their appointments. It's a very stress-free delivery of services. It's very people-centred, and it's all about community. So while it is unfortunate the service is there, it's quite a positive thing to be doing for people in the community.
Now, as you mentioned there, you're extending the service into East Cork. Obviously, volunteer drivers are going to be a major part of that. How do you go about recruiting the volunteer drivers?
You know, what we find is the strongest way, which is funny, is word of mouth. We started with a team of about five a couple of weeks ago in East Cork, and those five that we have, we knew them. They were contacts through others, and they're passing the word around. And this sort of thing takes off. I think sometimes when it's a very local service, talking to somebody in the community that can explain what the service is quite a strong way of passing the message on. You know, somebody might hear of this on the radio, they might talk to their friend and neighbour and say, yes, I know there's something like that. And that's nearly the strongest method. Now, look, we have Facebook pages and we're putting articles or pieces in the newspaper and that sort of thing. But we actually find the strongest way to recruit drivers is word of mouth. So the driver hears the story, they ring me and then, or my colleague Julie, and then we talk it through with them and see if it's for them.
Is there a particular qualification that you need to have to become a volunteer driver?
No. No. We look for people that have a full clean driver's license. That driver's license would enable them to drive their own car, or we hope to put an 8-seater, which is what we've done in some other areas, an 8-seater in somewhere like Youghal, make it available there so a volunteer can drive that car in and out, or that 8-seater in and out to Cork, and that's just their regular B license would cover that. There's no qualifications. We would guard a vet each driver as they apply, which is a very straightforward process. Other than that, there isn't. You know, we just want somebody kind and caring that will give us a day a month, look after somebody local in their own community. And that's it. So no qualifications needed.
Now, COVID, mentioning it there, it's been extremely hard on everyone. But I imagine those who have a cancer diagnosis, it must be extremely stressful. How have you had to adapt your service to make it as safe as possible for people travelling to the hospital?
Yeah, you know, it's through us like it's through everybody. What was really important for us that we keep going. We couldn't stop the service because people had to access treatment regardless of COVID. And you know, dealing with cancer is very stressful at the best of times. And with COVID, we really wanted to make this as easy as possible for people using the service. We found that limiting the number of drivers per person helped. So if we have somebody that's going in weekly, we tried to keep the same driver with that person where possible. We obviously supplied masks, gloves, hand sanitizer. You know, we go down the road of PPE to a certain degree. We ask the passenger to sit in the back seat. There's a certain amount we can do, which we do. We follow public guidelines as well. As I mentioned, we're a transport company in Local Link, so we're aware of how many can sit in the car. You know, there's a 25% capacity at the moment. We follow the rules and the guidelines. It really is about protecting both the driver and the passengers. So we found that limiting contact and providing PPE has made a difference, definitely.
Is there a facility with the service if somebody is travelling for treatment and they want to bring a family member for support, let's say, or they're going to an appointment? And quite oftentimes with cancer, it's scary and people do rely on other people for support. Can they avail of that service as well? Can you take two people?
Yes. What we encouraged from the very start was that the passenger would have somebody of their own with them where possible. We're very clear in that we're a transport service. We don't provide outside supports, we don't provide assistance, we don't go into the appointment with the person. We try and keep it very clear what we can provide, and it actually works for the passenger, so they know they'll use us for transport and then they have other organisations for other supports. But in saying that, we know it's very hard to go into an appointment alone, and some people do need assistance anyway, so we do say if they can bring a friend or a family member, we encourage it. Just on the assistance side of it, if somebody is a wheelchair user or has a mobility issue, we provide accessible transport in that case. Now, we wouldn't ask a volunteer driver to do that, but we would have an accessible vehicle. So really the service is open to absolutely everyone. But I think at the end of the day, having someone of your own makes it an easier appointment sometimes when you have somebody sitting next to you through the whole thing, you know, the journey, the appointment, and then home again.
Yeah, absolutely. If somebody is listening to this now and they want to avail of the service, how do they go about contacting you?
It's very simple. They phone. As I mentioned, I work with Julie. The two of us are the same number. The person rings in, gives us their name, their address, their phone number, and they give us their appointment details, and that's it. We don't take any medical details from the person. I mean, we don't even take PPS number because it really isn't our business. You know, it's a very straightforward process. They ring, they give us their details, they give us their appointment times, and then we go and look for a volunteer to take them to that appointment.
Brilliant. And then equally, if somebody is listening to this and they would like to become a volunteer driver, do they go through the same process?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we'd run through the logistics. You know, there's obviously a bit to it in terms of booking them and putting them into rotas and that sort of thing. But it is very straightforward. And, you know, what I will say about Cancer Connect is that it's dependent on the community. So the community will drive it, the community will use it, the community will fundraise it for it. It's a very, very local service. So we would say to people, if they're listening and if it's something they're even vaguely interested in, give us a ring, you know. Sometimes what we say to people is if they want to do one run and see if it works for them. You know, we're not asking people for a huge commitment, because it isn't for everyone. But we always say if people think it might be, then give us a ring and we'll sign them up and see how it goes for them. But, you know, it's been quite a success story in the rest of Cork. We've had, as I said, we're nearly 10 years old. We have about 250 drivers at the moment, and we've done about 30,000 trips. So you can see there's a huge need for it, and there's certainly a need for it in East Cork at the moment. So we would say to anyone that's listening that might think about it, give us a ring.
Yeah, it's an absolutely excellent service. It is currently up and running in East Cork. Am I right in that?
It is. We just said we'd start. You know, we could be looking for volunteers for years because people come and people go, and then some areas get busy. So we'll always be recruiting volunteers. We think sometimes the best thing to do is to start as soon as we have. And I said, you know, we do have a few people there at the moment, and they are up and running. I think once the service gets up and going, passengers or other people attending appointments see it, and they begin to trust it nearly when it's already started, that it's not something waiting in the wings, you know. So it is up and running, so we'll be recruiting drivers as soon as they come in, really, you know.
Brilliant. Will you just give out the contact number there, so for listeners,
I'll give a mobile number, just, you know, to get directly to myself or Julie, is 087-122-4404.
Helen, it's an absolutely brilliant service. We will get these details up on our Facebook page. We'll add it to the community notice as well. And indeed, if you just want to ring the station here on 024-911-99, I'll leave these details at the reception desk as well, so you'll be able to contact Helen and the guys down there in Cancer Connect. Helen, thank you so much for your time today.
Great. Thank you, Linda.
Thanks, Mel.
Take care. Bye-bye.